Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ina McNamara podcast. I can barely say my own name. Today's episode is just all about what to do when you're having a bit of a shit day, or even just a shit week or a difficult week. So this can be a difficult week or difficult day mentally, or even with your diet or with the gym, or maybe you've had a setback like an injury, or you've got some bad news, or you're going through a bit of a rough patch. So the reason why I'm making this is because I just have a bit of a difficult day. I've had two injuries the last few weeks. My mood is kind of dropping a little bit as the weather changes here and summer's over and stuff. And instead of just kind of, you know, sitting in my own, we'll say, pain and struggles, I thought, why not just make a podcast and talk about the things that I do for myself? Because for my mental health, I have to do quite a lot to like manage it. It's just something I have to work hard on a lot. And I know that a lot of people are like that as well. Not everyone is. It's quite uncommon that, you know, you won't experience some sort of mental health issues or struggles throughout your life. But I just think for some people, it comes down to like what you're genetically going to be predisposed to, I guess. And for me, I think mental health is something that I work on quite a lot. And it's something that I need to prioritize. And if I don't prioritize it, I can notice things just going, you know, where I start feeling more anxious, I start feeling more depressed. And the reason that I'm sharing this as well, I'm not a mental health expert, but the advice that I'm giving here is like advice that I wish I had access to when I was, you know, 15, 16, first experience in anxiety, because I'm now 25, I'll be 26 next month. I have nearly 10 years experience of kind of dealing with anxiety, anxious thoughts, depression, and figuring out how to go from not getting rid of it entirely, we'll say, but figuring out how to like go from it like ruining and running your life to you being able to actually manage your life and manage your symptoms, we'll say, of them a whole lot better. And I think that's ultimately where everybody wants to get to. And as I said, this is not just for people who, you know, are depressed or anxious or struggling with their mental health. It could just be that you have shit days and you don't know what to do, or you have tough weeks, you don't know what to do, you have setbacks on your weight loss journey, you don't know what to do. I think a lot of this applies when you're having days that don't go to plan, or you're having things that are challenging you. I think these tips will really help. So yeah, this is like what we'll say is like a hot take podcast as well. I have zero notes in front of me. I'm literally just going to talk about my experiences, some tips that have helped me along the way. As I said, I just want to stress that I am not a mental health expert. I'm not even telling you need to go and do this. I'm purely giving you my two cents, my advice. And then what you decide to do with that is up to you entirely. But I always recommend, if you are feeling any bit down, like one of the best things I ever did was speak up about it. First, talk to my mom, tell her how I felt, and then go to the doctor and take the appropriate route from there. So that's always the first step anyway. But yeah, some of the things that I want to go over are, one is that when you're going through a period of, as I said, it could be anxiety, it could be depression, could be just feeling shit, could be feeling down, could be, you know, weight loss not going to plan. Our usual immediate reaction is to kind of fight it a little bit and to try to shake our fists at the sky and say, why is this happening? Why do I feel this way? Like, why am I struggling? Why am I suffering? Why am I not succeeding? And it can be very easy to get mad with it, because we had this expectation in our heads of how it was supposed to go, how we were supposed to feel. And it didn't line up with her. It didn't meet our expectations. It didn't match up. So one of the first things there is that we want to, instead of getting angry with the situation you're in, it's okay to be angry and be pissed off, but instead of being angry with the situation you're in, what I want you to try to do instead is imagine that it was somebody else, someone you love, that's going through what you're going through right now. So as I said, it could be just a difficult day. It could be injuries. It could be setbacks. Maybe you suffered loss. Like, I'm not sure, but if you're listening to this, you're probably having a bit of a tough time, and I empathize with you. But I want you to try to think about someone that you know and you love that's going through something, or if they were to go through what you're going through right now. So for example, for me, I've had two different injuries, one after another. I'd feel a bit stuffed up. I'm feeling a bit low. Mood's just dropping a little bit. If this was my best friend, if this was a brother, a sister, what advice would I have for them? I know for sure I wouldn't say, Oh, you're not supposed to feel like this. Like, come on, you get your shit together. You shouldn't feel like this. Stop moping around. Get on with yourself. That's not advice I would give. And I'm sure that if you're listening to this, that's not advice you'd give someone else. But it's usually the advice we give ourselves. We kind of try to fight things we give out to ourselves. We tell ourselves we should be doing better. We get frustrated and angry at the fact that our expectations didn't meet our reality. When the truth of it is, we have literally no way of controlling a lot of what happens. So to have these big expectations in the first place is to set ourselves up for failure. And I think lowering your expectations is one thing. But the other thing is to try to kind of deploy a bit of like compassion for yourself. And what I did there was to try to think about somebody else, because it can be hard to have compassion for yourself. But when you flip the script a little bit and you think about somebody else who's going through it, who's going through your exact situation and struggles, then you can kind of, be a bit more compassionate, because you're stepping out and you're being offered a little bit of a different perspective. And that is something that I always try to do. I always try to look at, okay, what am I struggling with? I'm going through injuries. Right, if this was someone else, what would I tell them? If it was an injury, I would say, do what you can, focus on what you can control. Understand it's going to take a little bit of time, but you'll be fine. You've been through injuries before. It's all part of life. If you never had an injury, I'd be worried. I'd be wondering what you're made of, and trying to sell that to the masses. So the big thing there is just like to shift from frustration and maybe self-criticism to compassion, because frustration with yourself and being super self-critical is going to make matters worse. If you're injured, if you're anxious, if you're feeling shit, it's not going to help you, but compassion definitely will. And when I started out feeling shitty when I was 15, 16 and having difficult times and struggles, compassion was not something I even heard of or knew about. And what it just is like having love and kindness for yourself and empathy towards yourself, the same love, kindness, empathy that you would give to somebody else that you care about. You want to try to apply that to yourself. And I think that's what's really meant by like self-love, It's not a false sense of, oh, I love everything about myself. Like, I love everything. It's just that it's accepting yourself and being loving towards yourself. And that looks like putting yourself first. It looks like listening to your body, focusing on the things you can control, letting go of the things you can't. And that brings me to the second one, which is controlling the controllables. So look at everything that you can control right now, whatever you're going through. I think it's really important to do this as well. And you can just get out a pen and a paper and do this, or write it into your notes on your phone, wherever you are. If you're listening to it on a commute, the phone might be easier, but just write down what are the things that I can't control? Because that's one thing you do need to look at. Because oftentimes we're getting frustrated at the things we can't control. If I'm feeling a bit shit today, which I am, I can't control how I feel, really. I can try to like influence it a little bit, but I can't really control that. I can't control all my thoughts either, but I can influence them. I can't control maybe how much work I'm able to do as a result. I might be able to do less. I can't control how much energy I have because it's energy consuming. So they're all things I know I can't control. What can I control? I can control what actions I take. Do I want to sit around and wait for myself to try to feel better? Or do I want to focus on things that I know will bring me a little bit more comfort and maybe happiness? So for me, that's getting out for a walk, getting fresh air, getting movement in each day. That can be a walk, it can be going to the gym. For me lately, it's been Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Those things are things that I really enjoy. And even when I had injuries, I was still trying to work around them. So I had to take a break from Jiu-Jitsu recently. With like back pain, but I could still go to the gym and I just worked around it. So look at that as well. If it is something like an injury, what can you not control? You might not be able to use your right leg, for example, or whatever it is that's bothering you. But you can use your left, you can use your upper body, you can use machine weights that don't put too much pressure on that right leg. You can do single leg stuff on the other side that don't put any pressure on the right side. So there's always a degree of things you can control and things you can't control. I can't control the weather outside, no matter how hard I try. I can shake my fist at the sky. I can wish that it was sunny and 35 degrees, but it's not. It's like it's 12 or 15 and it's cloudy and dark. That's all good. I can't control that, but I can control what I do, my actions. I can control how I treat others. I can control how I treat myself. I can control my food. I can control when I go to bed, whether or not I drink enough water. So these are all things that you want to look at. What are the things that I can control? So they're the two things, empathy and then focusing on the things you can control. And then the third thing that I would add there is doing things that are, we'll say, self-care, like your self-care toolbox. And again, this is something that I did not have. I didn't have a self-care toolbox. My form of self-care was actually overtraining, over-exercising, blocking shit out, like smoking a joint if I felt shit, instead of actually dealing with what was going on, you know? So again, whatever's going on right now, how are you dealing with it? How are you managing it? Some people go for food, some people it's alcohol, other people it's anything and everything. It's a distraction from what's actually going on. And what you want to try to do is tackle it a little bit. Okay, how am I feeling? Why am I feeling that way? What's going on right now? And then how am I managing these emotions and this stress and these struggles? And one of the best ways I find is to just journal, just write down about how you feel and what's going on right now and answer those questions. And if it does, if it doesn't, sorry, the least it will do for you is reduce your overwhelm and feelings around it. So at least it's on pen and paper or in the notes in your phone. You can scrumple it up after if you need to, but at least instead of it being stuck bouncing around your head, now you can see it on paper. And it might actually give you another bit of perspective where you go, wait a minute, things could probably be worse. Or, oh, I didn't actually think of it that way. And it just gives you a bit more clarity. So that's one thing, is to write about what's going on. That's a form of self-care. The next one is to just look at putting yourself first. So as I said, this could be getting enough sleep. It could be drinking water. It could be eating foods that feel good. Eating for nourishment rather than like trying to focus on how many calories am I getting in? Am I eating healthy or unhealthy? It doesn't matter about that if you're struggling with things. I would prefer you to look for things or for food that nourishes you. So if it's cold, if you're feeling sick, what's going to nourish you? Like a nice bowl of soup, something warm, some hot chocolate, hot cups of tea, like things like that are going to nourish you and make you feel a little bit better. Some chocolate as well. But the thing there is not to be relying on food to help you deal with the emotion, because it will make you feel a little bit better short term, but it's not going to get rid of the problems you're going through. So that's another thing, is just to look at, you know, what am I doing to nourish myself in terms of my food or my eating habits. For some people, you can actually eat less because you're not really focused on fueling yourself enough. For other people, you could be overeating. It's just to pay a little bit more attention to like your hunger, your fullness levels, how you feel before you eat, how you feel after you eat. Again, that's something that's definitely that's something that's in your control. You know, you can control whether maybe you don't have a big appetite, or you're not, you know, I don't know, in a situation where you can eat your best, you can't eat as consistently as you wanted to, or maybe you can't get to the gym, whatever the case may be, you do have control over looking at, you know, eating for nourishment and trying to eat foods that make you feel good. That's a form of self-care. Another one is like stress management tools, which are just self-care tools as well. One of the things I like to do is meditation or breath work. So just focusing on my breathing. And what this does as well, a lot of these self-care things, are they stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. So when you're going through a difficult time, or you're stressed, or you're anxious, or you're worried, what's happening there most of the time is the fight or flight stress nervous system is being switched on. And that's where it's like, fuck, I'm under threat. There's something going on here. I can't deal with this. This is difficult. Run, hide, get under the covers. This is done to help protect you and save you from danger and threat. And the threat might very well be real, even if it isn't physical. What you want to try to do is get away from that sympathetic nervous system and try to stimulate the parasympathetic as much as you can. And that is going to look like anything that helps you bring down your heart rate. So focusing on your breathing, hot showers, hot baths, meditation, stretching, light exercise, short walks. Doing things like that are mindful, like jigsaws, artwork, being creative, spending time in nature, spending time with your kids, like leaving your phone away. And one thing as well that I really like to do is focus on, especially when I'm going through, like, you know, if I'm feeling a bit down or feeling a bit anxious, is to do the kind of 5-4-3-2-1 method. I'm not sure what it's called exactly, but it's where you focus on your senses so you can try to be a bit more present and again stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. And that is, what are five things I can see right now? Like, notice around me. What are four things I can hear? What are three things I can feel? What are two things I can smell? What's one thing I can taste? And again, this is just going to help stimulate that parasympathetic nervous system and bring you out of the state of fight or flight. Another self-care tool would definitely be to speak up, whether it's injury or you're just having a shit day. Don't keep it to yourself. It's not going to get any better. This should probably be number one, but tell somebody, talk to somebody, you know, somebody you trust, or else even it could just be if you've nobody that you can trust or talk to, like, just go online and go to like a, you know, a online free help kind of thing. There's loads of them out there that you can get, and you can just talk to somebody online, because at least they don't know you and they're not going to remember your stuff, and they're trained to deal with listening to you and things if you don't have anybody to talk to. But I feel like that is one of the biggest things, is just to talk about how you're feeling to somebody else and share that burden a little bit, I guess. Even if it's just injury, or you're just having a shit time, you know, maybe you've been through a breakup, or, you know, food is just not going well, your weight has gone back up, you got an injury. It could be anything. Like, we go through ups and downs in life all the time. But the most important thing is that when you do go through those downs, that you know how to kind of manage yourself, and how to manage the things that you can manage, that you empathize with yourself, you prioritize yourself, you do what you can to focus on self-care rather than judgment, frustration, anger, because all of these things are bringing you further away from actually navigating this difficulty and struggle that you're going through. So hopefully that helped. That's exactly what I focus on. I know that's pretty broad, but for example, today I've had a shit day. Not I've had a shit day. Started off pretty shit. Just felt mentally a bit, you know, crap. So what I did was first told somebody, my girlfriend, had a bit of a cry, got that out of the way. Started listening to some music that just, you know, lo-fi for me, lo-fi music that just helps me relax. Took it a bit easy. Started work a little bit late because I have the luxury of being able to do that. Went for a walk, grabbed a coffee because I love a coffee. I love a morning walk. There are two things I like to do. I'm going to exercise as well and go to the gym, because that's going to help me. I'm eating well. I'm focusing on my food. I'm focusing on my water. And as well as that, I'm just being kind to myself and compassionate to myself. I'm not expecting, you know, myself to do any marathons. I'm not expecting myself to have the best work day ever or do anything substantial. I'm just giving myself full permission to do the bare minimum or do what I feel like I can manage today. And I think that's important as well. So I really hope this helps. And if you did find it helpful, please feel free to share it, because it could help somebody else. If you do need somebody to talk to, if you're struggling with things, please seek professional help. But my DMs are also always open if you just want to chat about something, or you're struggling with your diet or with injury, or you're trying to figure out what the things you can control. You know, my coaching and my personal training style is very holistic, because I go through mental health challenges, I go through struggles myself, and just focusing on calories and just focusing on the gym is not going to cut it. Like, you need to take a 360 degree view of life. You know, are you focusing on connecting with yourself, with others, with nature? Are you eating for nourishment, eating well? Are you doing exercise and movement? Are you getting fresh air? Are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you managing your stress? Are you dealing with your emotions efficiently and properly? Do you have something in your life that you're looking forward to, that you're progressing in, that you're striving towards? These are all things that need to be looked at, because without all of those things, it's very hard to thrive, and rather you're just simply surviving. So hopefully that helps, and please feel free to reach out if you need any extra help.